It's Vio.
What's up, guys? It's Yobo over here. And this is...
very...
unique.
This is our podcast, you guys.
Yeah, our first podcast together.
I know. And... I'm so happy to start this. Like, I've never could see myself doing a podcast. What about you, Yobo?
I started one, but it was like off and on, you know. Sometimes I wanted to do it, sometimes I didn't want to do it, but you know, it's better you do it with somebody than alone. It's much more fun and interesting.
I agree a lot. Like, you know, I think that at me and you and making this podcast, we've had so many laughs, like so many bloopers. It's so fun. I think everybody should take a chance to try something like this out.
Yo, facts. Especially during the quarantine and stuff. Like, we would be next to each other right now, but, you know, social distancing keeps us apart. So, you know, you gotta make best... What is that saying goes? Like, make the best of a worse situation? Yeah.
Right. Make the best of what you have.
Yeah. But... This is pretty dope. This is cool.
Right. And we'll always have this podcast to remind us about this quarantining time, because This is epic. Like, this quarantine is something else.
Yep. Okay, so the way we should start this is we should, you know, talk a little about ourselves, like how we met, how we became friends, and like... yeah, just let the listeners get to know us a little better. So,
yeah. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Yeah. That's a great idea.
All right. You start first then.
Okay. So, you guys, I'm Vio, and I met Yobo in college, you guys, at the college we went to. We're from Massachusetts, so, you know, went to college together. And we worked in the library together.
yep, librarians.
we worked in the library. We were help desk helpers.
Yeah.
Help desk helpers, yeah, if that makes sense.
Help desk? It was called the help desk or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah. And so basically we're like basically doing IT work. And I remember when I met Yobo, me and him clicked. Like, we could talk for hours. Like, I remember meeting him, and, you know what I mean? That was, like, the best shift when I worked with Yobo, because we would just legit sit there, talk the whole entire time. We would still be working, but, you know what I mean? But basically talking, laughing, and time would go by so quickly, you know? Because, you know, I feel like with college jobs, you know what I mean? I don't really like to work, but, you know what I mean? If you know, you have a cool friend on your shift, it makes, you know, working and college, you know, a little bit easier.
Yep. Yes, it does. Is it my turn?
Yeah. All right. I want to hear your story about how we met. Because, you know, sometimes all these things kind of be... they're kind of different. Yeah.
No. It's similar. Yeah. We definitely met at the library. And what you were saying is right. Yeah. We talked like we've known each other for a while. Like, talking to you was like really easy. It was fun. We would have our laughs here and there until they changed our shifts. and then I was, you know, not forced to, because, you know, no one can force you to work. But, you know, I was put in, like, I worked with people that weren't really as talkative as Vio. So I definitely missed those moments. And, like, I'm still happy that we still have contact till this day. Yeah.
I know.
It makes the quarantine much, much more easy, you know, having someone to talk to. And I think that's what's very important. Especially nowadays where everyone feels separated. But I like that we have the technology to still be able to be a community or be close to each other, even though we're not physically there.
Yeah, you said that perfectly.
I think that's good. And I think people need to definitely take care of themselves during this time, you know, reach out to friends and, you know, talk about mental health and stuff like that. And, you know, and also take this time to, you know, do other things and not really focus on the news that's going around.
Yeah, so true. Because at this point, I honestly don't know who to believe or what to believe anymore. There's so much news going out there that just contradict one another. And it's like, yeah, I should do my own research. But the fact that I'm doing my own research is the reason I'm finding conflicting news here and there. And so, like, it's so stressful to think of just social media. So I think we should really have self-care and just, like, you know, just take times in our day just to sit in quiet and just meditate on what's important right now.
Yeah. And I think that's where the creation of this podcast came from, is that we just wanted to help, you know, enlighten people and help with self-reflection and self-growth. And just talk about different conversations about, like, real life, you know what I mean? And kind of just clear the air, especially seeing two different genders, you know, between a girl and a boy, and different, look into different perspectives and stuff like that. So I'm really excited about where this podcast is going. What about you, Yova?
Oh, I'm very excited. I no longer have to do this alone, having conversations with myself. I think that's the best.
Oh, part. My gosh. Yes. You guys, let's pray for Yobo.
Yes, please do. But, like, in all seriousness, all we're here to do is just uplift our listeners and honestly just speak our truths. And that's, I feel like, just being honest with whoever we're talking to is just, I think that's how it should be.
No, I agree with you, Yobo. And I just hope you guys like our podcast, continue listening. And I just hope you guys, like, your lives could be changed through our podcast. Like, really.
Yeah, we got some crazy stories, you know.
Yeah, and, like, we hope to also, like, bring people on here too, you know, have them talk in our podcast and just, you know, hear, like, testimonies and, you know, hear about people doing just great things, positive things, people growing.
That'd be dope if we got more people to come on just to, you know, talk and, like, have conversations. That'd be really cool. That'd be really cool. Just this self-distancing feels like I'm blocked off from the world. The only thing I can communicate is social media, and they're definitely no help. So just getting more people just to come out and talk, you know, speak their truth, I think that will be better overall. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you guys for listening to our first ever intro. I hope you guys stay to hear us out some more. Hope you guys enjoy it. Any last words you want to say, Vio?
I think you said everything, but like he said, I hope you guys stay with us and, you know, get to hear some of our podcasts. It's going to be a lot of great information. There's going to be, you know what I mean? Honestly, this, me and Yobo, sometimes we kind of just let things free range. So we don't know what to expect. So I hope you guys stay tuned to our podcast and support us in our journey. And you know what I mean?
Yep. This is Yobo.
And this is Vio.
And this is very
unique.
Awesome. See you guys.
Bye, guys.